On a sweltering Friday, you're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're looking at beat the heat activities we can do during this first heat wave of summer. So grab some water. Let's drop an indoor options list, some outdoor activities too. What are some of your go-to places to visit when the temperature soars? Do you head to a museum? Do you have a favorite pool or lake? What is your kid's favorite splash pad or indoor water park? We're at 800-642-1234. There's a line for you. Ann Sayers is Deputy Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Ann, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, let's start at some big destination that many people flock to, both in Wisconsin and from other states and countries, Wisconsin Dells. What can we do in the Dells?
What can't you do in the Dells?
Nice.
That would be a great place to head during these very hot summer days ahead of us. Everything from indoor water parks, which it's known for, the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, they have a 920-foot lazy river in the Wisconsin Dells. And at Chula Vista, you'll find the rides that take you through waterfalls and flow through the currents, a great place to relax. And then, of course, there's a Wilderness Hotel and Golf Resort.
And so,
the Water Dome Water Park.
And these options are both indoor and outdoor water parks. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, the Dells are known for those indoor water parks, and we enjoy them all year long, as do our out-of-state visitors. But you can be outside in the hot summer days if that's where you want to be. You have that option. Of course, there's also the Great Wolf Lodge Slaptail Pond in the Dells, and that one's really toddler-friendly. It has a zero-depth entry and gentle rolling waves and a 5-foot max for older kids. So that might be a good place if you're heading out with some kids.
What about beaches? What types of beaches would you recommend?
Well, we could start with a less traditional idea, and that would be the Schoolhouse Beach Park on Washington Island in Door County. So here, instead of sand, you're going to find limestone pebbles. So people spend their time building pebble castles, rock castles, instead of sand. And that's kind of a fun thing to see. The pebbles are really smooth. They've been washed clean by the waves. So that's a fun and unique part of Wisconsin to check out. Of course, there's always the very popular North Beach in Racine. This is an absolute party. It was voted one of 51 great American beaches. Mm. It's along Lake Michigan, of course. It's 2,500 feet of shoreline. It's open to the public. You can swim, you can fish, you can have a picnic. And it's actually been designated a Blue Wave Beach, which is one of the first environmental certifications for beaches. And it's held that certification since 2004.
So that beach, also very family-friendly as well, and it's good for swimming, would you say, that it keeps the water is good for swimming?
Yes, you'll find lots of people wading in. There's also a concession stand. There's live music, and there's a Kids Cove playground. So it is a way to spend a whole afternoon or longer. You're something for everybody.
What about the chain of lakes in Eagle River?
Well, here's a fun fact about the chain of lakes in Eagle River. It is the largest inland chain of lakes in the world. There are 28 lakes in that chain, and they're all at different depths. So depending on what it is that's taking you out to the water that day, if it's going to be boating, water skiing, wakeboarding, pontoon cruising, canoeing, kayaking, fishing, you name it, there is a lake for you within the chain of lakes. So that's kind of a fun option.
And the Dells of the Eau Claire County Park in Wausau is another one you want to highlight?
This is on my to-do list. I uncovered this as I was preparing for today, and I have not been here yet. But this, now I like geology because geology rocks, of course. And this place is amazing. It has, you have the Eau Claire River running through these geologic features, and the water is just kind of swirling. It's making these natural carved potholes and divots, and it creates this natural playground for kids and grown-ups to just find a way to cool off, lay out, picnic, find a flat rock, and just enjoy a summer afternoon in Wisconsin.
Well, being with the tourism department, you kind of have that inside scoop, that inside edge. How often do you discover something new and exciting that you've never come across before?
What a fun question. It has been very fun because it is my job to discover those things and know what options we have in Wisconsin. So I would say almost every day, whether I'm following travelwisconsin.com on the website or social media, or actually able to get out and talk to some of our supporters and stakeholders in the local conventions and visitors bureaus, there's so much to discover in Wisconsin and such a variety of ways to experience Wisconsin.
We're talking with Ann Sayers. She is Deputy Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. It is hot, and we're exploring the cooler side of Wisconsin on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. We're getting things to do indoors, some outdoor water activities as well. You can join in. What is your favorite activity in the height of summer? Where do you go to cool off and relax? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. And let's talk another really popular thing to do in Wisconsin in the summer, and that is tubing. Take us tubing.
Oh, isn't it the best?
Yeah.
Wolf River tubing. I've done that, and it is a blast. It's one of the fastest flowing rivers in the Midwest, but at the same time, it's safe enough that you can take the kids. This is in East Central Wisconsin, Shawano County. Really worth checking out. Gorgeous scenery. And then in the northwest, we have the Apple River. It's 77.5 miles long. It's a tributary of the St. Croix River, which is just a spectacular river. So outfitters in and around Somerset there will provide you rentals and transportation. So they make it really easy for you, and you just have to focus on laying on your tube and floating away and relaxing.
I love it. And so with the Wolf River, are there outfitters there as well when you dip in with your tube?
Yes, there are. You'll find plenty of options.
Let's look at boat up restaurants. This is a fun category. What did you find here?
This is what I call the old dock and dine, where you can take your boat right up to the pier, tie up, get off, and head inside or out on the patio and enjoy a dinner or a drink, get back in the boat, and head back out. So some great options for this in Wisconsin. We've really built an environment that allows for this. First one I'm going to mention is the Anchor Inn. That's out in Edgerton. This is along Lake Koshkonong. It's a local favorite for decades. It's always a party out there. And even after a fire in 2014, they are still doing great. So be sure to check it out. They have ample docking space to be able to pull right up to the patio. You head into the Mermaid Bar, where I hear you can see mermaids. There's a floating stage that features live music. It's almost every weekend during the summer. And there's indoor dining, too, but it has a whole wall of windows. So you're going to be able to sit there and enjoy just gorgeous views of the water.
Take us to Sail Loft in Milwaukee.
Yes, so Sail Loft, that is a perfect spot to catch the sunset along the Milwaukee River. They have this outdoor patio. You can enjoy drinks and appetizers with a view or choose dinner from this really large menu that has lots of seafood. And then you can also enjoy like things like a Maine lobster ravioli, glass of wine, watch the waves roll by. You really can't go wrong by choosing the Sail Loft in Milwaukee.
And finally, Gordy's Boathouse Bar and Restaurant. Where is this?
Yes. Yeah, so you'll find Gordy's in Fontana. It's right on the shores of Lake Geneva. This is a bustling marina. It's kind of a must-do for boaters. You can tie up on the pier, head into the boathouse. You can have a delicious meal. It's a, you know, a nautical, laid-back atmosphere. And it's known for, so fun fact, known for Sunday Bloody Mary Bar. Also has a great Friday fish fry, beautiful views of the lake. And it's one of those quintessential places that you want to visit. It has those big umbrellas, Adirondack chairs, the whole nine yards.
Well, let's take a call now. Doug in Baraboo. Hey, Doug, how do you cool off? Yeah, hi.
I was going to say that I know it's close to the Dells, so it's people usually around the Dells area can jump over to Baraboo pretty quick. But the Sky High Apple Orchard would be a great place to visit. And then afterwards, going over to Devil's Lake for a swim.
Love it. So what is special about Sky High Apple Orchard? What do you love there?
I don't have any particular. I love apple orchards in general. I've traveled all over the state to different apple orchards. It happens to be closest.
And what is magical about Devil's Lake?
I would say I like the hiking around there, but you have to be extremely careful because of our humid weather. The rocks are super slippery. So anybody that does go hiking out there, you got to be careful.
Well, Anne, how about Doug's itinerary there?
That is a perfect way to put together a date. I'm thinking of other ideas, too. Fun note on Sky High, you can pick your own apples and make a plan to use them. Or if you're not culinary inclined, like some people, I'm looking at me, they have great pre-made pies, too. So you can enjoy all the benefits without all of the disaster. but yeah, there's Wollersheim Winery is right there. There's the International Crane Foundation. You could put together Circus World Museum. You could keep building out from that itinerary, and that sounds like a fantastic day.
And there are other state parks that are great for swimming. Is that right? Or is there some other ones that you could recommend?
Well, yes, and I actually would recommend looking on the DNR website. They have a great way of figuring out what's the right place for you, what's open currently and has safe conditions. But we have so many state parks in Wisconsin. There's going to be one near you or where you're headed for the weekend that's going to have a great option, whether you're bringing your dog or not. Take a look at their website and also travelwisconsin.com.
What about ice cream and custard? There's Wilson's Restaurant and Ice Cream Parlor.
Yes, Wilson's. I hope folks have been there, and if not, you absolutely have to put it on your to-do list. This is up in Ephraim in Door County. It's been located in the heart of Ephraim since 1906. There's a reason it's been there so long. It's just a classic Door County landmark. Generations have been enjoying it. It has an old-fashioned soda fountain, ice cream specialties, home-brewed root beer. They're fantastic. And then, of course, there's also the Cherry Berry Delight. Wouldn't it be Door County without cherries? And that's a crowd favorite.
Talking with Anne Sayers, she's taking us all over the state. She's Deputy Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, helping us cool off in the height of summer. Where do you go to beat the heat? What is your favorite indoor attraction in your community? What should people check out? Outdoors as well. We're at 800-642-1234. Back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. Extreme heat is dangerous, but we still want a weekend destination, so we're getting indoor temperature-controlled ideas on this Wisconsin weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What are your favorite places to visit to cool off? Do you head to a museum, perhaps a cave? Do you go to the community pool? Join in with your ideas, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Anne Sayers is our guide. She's Deputy Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and she stays with us. So, Anne, Fred called in, couldn't stay with us, but said if you want to stay cool right now this minute, it's time to visit Cave of the Mounds. And so I think Fred is right on the money there.
Oh, I couldn't agree more because, as I mentioned, geology rocks. Cave of the Mounds is located in Blue Mounds. It's about 30 minutes west of Madison. It's a national natural landmark, and I love this story. It was discovered completely by accident in 1939. When quarry workers were blasting near the cave, and what they found was something incredibly special. It is beautiful down there. It's really safe. It's kid-friendly, and the temperature stays consistent year-round. It's about 50 degrees, so today would be a perfect day to head out there, enjoy a cool place, learn something new, fabulous gift shop. Can't recommend that one enough. Good call, Fred.
Well, let's go inside to a museum. What about the Harley-Davidson Museum in Milwaukee?
Yes, how lucky are we that we are the home of Harley-Davidson. Our museum is a perfect tribute to all that that company has given our state. It's 130,000 square feet, so you can spend a good amount of time there. It tells the stories of the people and the products, the culture and the history of Harley-Davidson. You can see the bikes, the whole history of the bikes. You can peek into the archives. Some of that has never been opened before to the public, and that is now. Or you could take a guided tour. It's behind the scenes, kind of look at things. You can grab a bite to eat at Motor, just stroll the museum's Riverwalk, or check out the Living Legend walls and plazas.
What about if you really love boats? You want to go to Manitowoc, right, for the Wisconsin Maritime Museum?
You do. The Wisconsin Maritime Museum is now one of the largest maritime museums in the Great Lakes. It is right there in Manitowoc near the downtown. You can explore the rich maritime history of Wisconsin. It has fun and exciting interactive exhibits and a unique collection of model ships, an operating steam engine, and some historic vessels. And you can even tour the World War II submarine, the USS Cobia, decked outside the museum. Something that, for me, that's a museum that sort of delights and surprises more than I expected.
Well, let's relax as much as we can here at Kohler Water Spa in Kohler. Take us to the spa.
You know, really, if it's hot or it's cold or anything in between, a spa day is something that you probably deserve. The Kohler Water Spa is actually, it's just one of 64 five-star spas in the whole world. And if you go, you will see why. It is elegant. It's classically styled. It's just that complete sanctuary for mind, body, and soul. They have a co-ed sauna, steam room, a cool plunge pool. And then, unlike any other spa in the country, they have a state-of-the-art hydro massage experience pool. I have not tried it, but it has been added to my to-do list. And it was custom designed by the Kohler's hydro experts and built exclusively for the Lodge Kohler. They also have a spectacular cafe there. It's friendly for vegetarians and vegans, too. Relaxation pools, 5 new treatment rooms. It's really quite the destination.
Well, Anne, as we start to wrap up here, you were appointed Deputy Secretary of the Tourism Department earlier this year. So what does your work look like with the department? What are you focused on?
Well, I'm very lucky to have the job of making sure folks choose Wisconsin as their travel destination, whether that's Wisconsinites here who have new things to explore and discover about their home state, or selling those opportunities to out-of-state visitors, the Chicago, Minneapolis market, or much further abroad, and even international. We have so much to offer world visitors, and maybe folks saw that we recently got a UNESCO World Heritage Site, too, actually. Those are the kinds of things that I need to make sure potential travelers are thinking about when they put together their itineraries for visiting America, Midwest, or Wisconsin.
Anne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Anne Sayers is Deputy Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. And now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here is producer Maureen McCollum with a report on a recent gathering for peace in northern Wisconsin.
Iron River is a small city of about 1,100 residents in northern Wisconsin. But around 5 times that many people recently traveled to the area to make it their temporary home. They're known as the Rainbow Family of Living Light. The loose-knit group has been meeting every year in a national forest since 1972. Daniel Kading made the trek to the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest for the height of their event earlier this month on the 4th of July.
About 20 minutes south of Iron River, cars with license plates from almost every state in the nation lined Kent Hook Lake Road within the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Some people traveled thousands of miles just to get to this point. It's about another hour by foot, at times in the rain, to get to the meadow. At midday, that's where hundreds joined hands in a vast circle to meditate and pray for peace. After a while, the crowd erupted into cheers and celebration. People danced and played music. They hugged one another, saying "I love you" to those they met. Many wore tie-dyed clothes, and some had elaborate costumes, like a rainbow-colored jester carrying a flat disco ball. A few wore nothing at all. Karen Zirk came from San Diego, California, for the 4th.
So much emotion and love that's here. We did this home. It's like we found a way to bring peace down to earth for at least one day.
The gathering means different things to different people, but love, peace, and unity seem to be a common thread that knit them together. Jeffrey Carpenter of Baltimore, Maryland, who goes by the rainbow name Yona, said it's a welcoming community.
So if you want to be a nudist, that's cool. If you want to be a train punk, that's cool too. If you want to be like Hare Krishna, you want to be like anything, like it's all kind of wide open. It feels like a large, like, no judgment zone.
Feather Sherman has been helping with rainbow gatherings for years. She lives on the road in her 93 Subaru. Sherman said the gathering is significant because people need to come together and save the earth from environmental harm.
We are killing ourselves as a human species and everything else going with it. So it's vital. It's important. that we come together and work for world peace and harmony and learn how to get along.
The Rainbow Family has to learn to live together because it has no official leaders. They rely on one another for things like food, water, or medical supplies. People can donate during dinner circles at night to help fund expenses. Sherman said some members take part in the Rainbow Family's Spring Council and Vision Council.
Those who choose to would like to counsel about, in particular, where we're going to go next year, our vision about the future, what projects people are doing, but especially for the gathering itself, maybe some critiquing about how things could go better.
Sherman said that includes things like working with the U.S. Forest Service to restore the landscape after gatherings, but some locals were skeptical of the Rainbow Family. Back in Iron River, cashier Abby Nelson at O'Brien's C Store said some people were leery of the Rainbow Family.
I haven't seen anything bad happen. I know there's some people who are, like the police have been getting involved, and some people are being pulled over for like drugs and stuff. A lot of people don't want drugs coming into Iron River either. You have a good
day. Bayfield County Sheriff Paul Susanka said they had about 30 arrests, mostly misdemeanors and a couple felony drug charges. He said cooperation between federal, state, and local law enforcement helped things go smoothly.
So our expectation isn't that people come and enjoy themselves but cause no harm to the community. And I think that's a reasonable request.
Susanka said most people went along with that. Rainbow Family members said there's always a few bad apples with any group. Karen Zirk said they always end up embracing local residents.
When they end up embracing us, no matter their political beliefs, their religious tradition, you know, when you lead with love, you win everyone over.
A spokeswoman for the U.S. Forest Service wouldn't say whether the Rainbow Family won them over, but if there's one thing they have in common, she said it's a love for the land.
WPR's Daniel Kading brought us that story about the Rainbow Family gathering in Iron River. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Wisconsin Life is part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend here on the morning show. What's happening in your part of the state that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your ideas our way for Wisconsin Weekend to mornings@wpr.org. That's mornings@wpr.org. And we'll explore your tip for a future Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is the morning show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.